720 WGN High Atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line with us. He is one of the driving forces of tour gigs, and those are the guys that bring the best bands from the biggest shows from around the world to bring them live to your living room, and doing that coming up this weekend with SeatGeek Stadium with Humphreys McGee. And we also have Kevin, who is the manager of that great band, on the line with us as well. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
So one of the things, and you know, and listeners of the program will know, that we love tour gigs and all the things that they do. And they brought us the Jungle Show with Jimmy Vaughn and Billy Gibbons, and all the things they do to bring, you know, great events that maybe have no people, the possibilities there during the pandemic worldwide. But this is sort of a hybrid, right? And this is maybe part of what the new normal will be, where you're going to be able to take it with tour gigs all over the world and see it, but also experience it live in a pandemic friendly way as well. So let's talk a little bit about the Plan B tour. Sean, if you could explain a little bit about the moving parts that's happening right here in the Chicagoland area. People who are big fans of the band can get there and see it live, but of course everybody can see it on tour gigs.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dane. Well, as you know, this is the creative arts, and we've honed in a style and a production approach where we're going to go where the show is. And last year was really cool in a way because it challenged everyone to go places where they're not used to going. And we got a lot of great art out of that. There was certain shows that had a television series kind of feel to it. And then there were other shows that were completely unique and on their own. And then as the pod shows started coming back, you know, we jumped in right away working with Humphreys and another great Chicago band, Collective Presents. And, you know, we did this tour last fall and did some potted shows in Atlanta and Chicago. And this summer tour is going to take it one step further and go on to Detroit afterwards. So this has been a very safe, COVID-friendly way of doing it. I think I want to speak for the band, but I know that everyone involved in the production and all the fans are just happy to get some semblance of normalcy back and getting ready and ramp back up. So, you know, we've over the years, we've done small shows in clubs, we've done football stadiums, we've done everything kind of in between. So it's pretty natural for us to kind of change around. And when you're working with a great client like Humphreys, who are fearless and technical marvels, they're going to figure out a way to get the show on. The show is going to be great. And, you know, we've been partnering with them for many, many years and getting these shows out to the folks that for whatever reason just couldn't make it. You know, we feel that it never will replace going to the actual show and hearing those decibels and getting the energy of the crowd and the feeling of being there. But you have this other great medium, you know, that's streaming, and, you know, it's gotten better and better. And I think that's articulated pretty well in our new website that we just did for Kevin, and, you know, in the approach that we continue to grow as, you know, fans are tuning in from literally all over the world now.
Well, fearless and technical marvels, that's high praise. And you say you don't want to necessarily speak for the band, but Kevin Browning can. He is the manager. And I look at tour gigs as being an opportunity like this. Some people may look at it. Of course, it's, you know, the pandemic is the one that inspired it. But I think it's an opportunity, too, to be more things and be more places than just the fans that you already have that know and love the band. Looking at it, and Kevin, describe it for the people that may be hearing about Humphreys McGee for the very first time. You know, looking online, it's described as rock, metal, funk, jazz, blues, reggae, bluegrass, and folk. I think that's all encompassing. So a lot of things for a lot of people, but for the people that may get in on this, hearing this, what are they going to see?
Yeah, well, you're likely to see a little bit of everything. Humphreys is very much a ADD mutt. It's a genre of just about every style. You know, it's products of all the band and all of us growing up listening to every genre of music there was. And you know, at some point, people are like, well, which genre are you going to pick? And it was like, well, why do we have to just pick one? Let's continue to do them all and entertain ourselves. But this, it's a great thing to be able to share the live concert experience with, obviously, fans in the flesh, but obviously people at home. And the pandemic has forced everybody's hand to change and alter the way that we've connected and we consume content, we experience things. And, you know, maybe a year and change ago, the amount of people listening who maybe didn't use you know, video conferencing tools, Zoom, Google Meets, etc., was probably pretty big. Now, I think it's safe to say that the majority of people are much more comfortable and familiar with streaming of all types. And I look at that as an opportunity to, you know, there's always a reason, whether you live across the country or an ocean, there's always a reason that some people can't make it. And it's great to be able to provide and cater on a really high quality experience for people, whether they're can be there in person or not.
And Sean, talk a little bit about it. And one of the things, and Kevin, you know this, that you guys and have been for a number of years, you guys are in just the greatest, most capable hands. But Sean, from an artistic standpoint, and that's what you look at it, not only the music as art, but the presentation of it, to kind of have it be as great as what you think the music may represent. What is it about this band that has made it such a great partner for TourGigs? What are you excited about the way that TourGigs is going to be able to kind of showcase and present this that you know people are going to love?
The second you step into an Umphrey's show, it is a, you know, it's a multimedia experience. The band visually for years has broke ground in every style format, and our teams that have shot them over the years, especially our guys that have done the majority of them, they're completely immersed in it, and that you have to really be, have great chops, because it can go from spinning movement lights to pitch darkness to strobes that will knock you, you know, sideways. And the band also musically changes on in a split second. Their segues, there's literally no bands like their segues. Sincerely, they have the ability to shapeshift music in a way that is not only super creative, but it's also very exciting and very technically challenging to do it. Every tone that you hear out of the guitar is perfect. Every snap on the drum, everything is so highly engineered that really translates to TourGigs and what we can do on our platform, because we want to have that high quality signal. And that starts with the gear and the incredible crew that they have. Chris Mitchell, their audio engineer, is just one of a kind, and he has really helped us shape, you know, the right levels that you want to have in an audio mix for live streaming. He has it so dialed in that, you know, when you're at home, you can see it and you can hear it in an unbelievable quality that you just couldn't do. So that's, you know, that's one of the things that I've been really excited about, is when it all translates to this other stage that's in folks' homes. And, you know, today it's fairly common for folks to have 4K televisions and, you know, great sound systems. And you can tell when every stack of the chain has been engineered properly. And that starts with the glass to the human beings, to the transmission speeds, all the settings. Like that's the, my favorite part about them. And the other thing I will say too, is that Umphrey's, no show's the same. And you can go a run of 3 or 4 or 5 shows and not hear the same song. So they give you so many looks, so many creative looks on music, and they do it in, and they have certain, you know, like some nights you're going to get a full on metal show. Some nights you're going to get a rock and roll show. Some nights you're going to get it. You're going to get it all. It'll be like a cornucopia. And you just, they keep you on your toes, and you don't know who you're going to get. And that's what keeps you going back. And that's what you see. Certain people, their fans are some of the most reverent in that we've seen, where they're going to go back and they come to town and they're there for 2 nights. They're going both nights. They're there for 4 nights. They're going all 4 nights because it's a different show every night. And the band really does a great job of that. And it's been a pleasure to watch them. The last thing I would say is each time you see them, they get better. And sometimes you're like, how is this possible, you know, that they've somehow pushed it further, and they continue to do it. And it's just a joy to watch. So we're, you know, our partnership started back in 2011, and this is one of our longest standing clients, and it's been a joy to watch them because they continue to get better and better.
2011. Wow. Okay. Right. That's back when TVs were made of wood. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't. Now you guys have played everywhere, and obviously Umphrey's, you know, you're the world's right at this point with the music and people that enjoy it, but the band with roots in South Bend, Indiana, right here, of course, we reach 38 states in Canada on WGN. So pretty much, you know, most of the shows, especially on this, but is there anything that you guys do. And of course, Sean mentioned that you know, every show is different, unique, and you should definitely check it out. But Kevin, so are you guys excited to be back, I guess, in your backyard, really? I think Chicago probably feels a little like home.
Oh, it definitely is. Chicago is home for several of us. It used to be home for everybody. I live a mile west of Wrigley Field, so nice. It is great to be here always. It is great to be back in front of a live audience, even if in a different format with a drive-in style like this. We never thought that the sound of horns honking during a concert would feel so good. But at this point, I tell you, it really does. So it's great to see, you know, some light at the end of the tunnel as vaccinations continue to spread and the safety of outdoor events, particularly for now, continues to improve. And the entire band is just elated to be able to start some resumption towards a sense of normalcy.
Well, I know that a lot of people, fans, are going to be making their way down to SeatGeek Stadium down there in Bridgeview. But with the magic of tour, because you don't have to miss any of the shows. And of course, people, once they see one, they're going to want to check out the shows coming up in Detroit as well on the Plan B tour. So, Sean, before we let you go, let people know about the website, where people can go, how they can kind of order, get in line, get ready to go ahead and experience all this. And Kevin as well. And if you want to share ways that people can keep up with the adventures online.
You go to tourgigs.com. It'll take you right to our tour page. You know, this is a 6-show series that we've done. So you pick the night that you want. You go in there. We put together some really cool exclusive merchandise. They have a really wonderful poster and a pin and a face mask for the times. And they give you a lot of different exclusives that you can get up on the page. And then, you know, it's hard to really also find a band that's more engaging online. Elmfries, their website is a great tool. They're always, you know, constantly refreshing the content up there too. So there's a lot of ways to check this out this weekend. And we'll hope you join us.
Yeah, for sure. And anything Umphrey's related, you can always find it, umphreys.com or social media platform reference. We try to be everywhere all the time.
It's awesome to see, as things sort of come back in as best way they can, you guys, as always at Tour Gigs, kind of leading the way, right, in a bunch of different ways, and some of the great sounds and familiar to fans that they're going to love seeing Umphrey's McGee at our shows here in the Chicagoland area, and then, of course, as they move on to Detroit. So thanks, guys. Appreciate everything you're doing. I know people are going to love checking it out, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dane, and thanks, Chicagoland.
Yeah, appreciate it.